Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 751. The topic is nutrition, and the title is Nutrition Education Workbook, A New Approach to a New You. What this is actually kind of an overview of a new kind of service or new product that we have developed and we're going to be offering. And what it is it's a workbook that takes anyone through about 10 steps that will help you become a new you. Whether you want to be a new you by losing weight, by increasing strength, building muscle, changing your aesthetics, looking better, just feeling better, anything that you want to do, even understanding nutritional issues. So if somebody has like celiac disease, if they have... I've just worked with somebody with Hashimoto's disease, if they have rheumatoid arthritis, if you have a health concern, this program, this workbook can help you get that under control. Also, if you have an eating disorder, eating issues such as anorexia, bulimia, any kind of maybe emotional eating that you feel like you can't control, the idea of this is to teach people about nutrition, how to help, like how to kind of work with food to help you in your needs. Food can be your friend. Food is not an enemy. Food does not have to control your life. You don't have to live a life that you don't want because you're not sure how to control food. That's the idea of this workbook. Now, Nutrition Education Workbook is N-E-W, so that's the acronym. So it is a new approach, N-E-W approach to a new you. And what we want to do is I just wanted to kind of talk a little bit about what the 10 steps are, kind of give a little deeper view into the first few steps, and offer an opportunity to participate in the development of this program. So we have the 10 steps written. We have why we should do them in this order. We have how to kind of personalize your journey along the way. But we want to take people through the exact steps, work on the exact content. So this is a more formal way of how I work with all of my individual clients in regards to creating nutrition plans for them. One of the biggest things that we want to do with this workbook is most people follow diets written by other people. So you're following someone else's rules of nutrition, how they believe nutrition will work for you. What we want to do is educate you on nutrition. We want you to learn how nutrition works. Then you can start writing your own rules. So the clients I work with, there are kind of global themes, concepts that everyone has to abide by in order to get positive nutritional change in the direction that they want. But how each of them approaches that is individual based. So if I'm working with, 20, 30 people online, they all have a similar structure of diet because there are similar concepts that applies to everyone. But if I have 20, 30 people online, they all have their own individual diets. If they were to compare what they eat, they would see there's a lot of similarities, but there's also a lot of differences. The differences come down to what's best for their schedule, what's best for their preferences, what's best for their digestive system. And there are differences because there's allowed to be differences. As long as those global concepts are being met, the differences actually help with adherence. They help with consistency. So we would want to actually promote and allow those differences. So that way you're not following a diet that you have to fit to. You can follow a diet that fits you. That is the idea behind our nutrition education workbook. We want to give you a resource that teaches you how to control nutrition your way. So step one of the program is to establish caloric consistency. Almost all people eat a very kind of wide range of calories from one day to the next, if they're not paying attention to a diet already. They'll have days where they overeat, and then they'll recognize that, so then the following day they undereat, and they have these large swings of calories. That has negative impacts on the way we look, has negative impacts on the way we feel, kind of digestive system-wise and body energy-wise, and also has negative impacts on the way we feel emotionally and mentally. If we can control those swings, we can have a lot of benefit, not only to our physical aesthetics, our health, but our physical health, we can also have benefits to our emotional and mental health. That's a ton of benefit there. If you're already following some type of caloric consistency, you may be eating too little, you may be eating too much. You have been putting in effort, known effort, you are trying, but if it's not getting the results you want, that's what this first step does, is it establishes what is a correct caloric amount. So for example, we often work with clients who have sedentary lifestyles. So they sit at the desk all day, and maybe they get an hour of workout a day, but that's it. Pretty much the rest of the day they're sitting on their butt. That's a pretty sedentary lifestyle. Unfortunately, most people in that situation think that they're not allowed to eat anything. Well, since I'm not moving, I really can't eat. And unfortunately, they actually undereat, and they slow down their metabolism. That's what their body does as a response to undereating, is it slows down its metabolism. It actually reduces the amount of calories that it needs. This then reduces the amount of body fat that we would burn. This reduces the amount of muscle tissue that we can build. This reduces the strength development responses from our training, if that's your goal. We get less of a response overall from our training, and we get less of an overall caloric burn throughout the day, which would help us stay lean and or lose body fat, depending on what our goal was. So just because they're not moving doesn't mean they can't eat. We actually burn about 70% of our calories just from being alive. So even if you have a sedentary lifestyle, even if you're sitting on your butt doing nothing, you should still eat 70% at minimum of what your kind of normal daily allowance should be. We talk about how to do this in step one. We talk about how to establish this, how to create that balance. And by better understanding the science behind nutrition, knowing that we actually do use 70% of our total calories just by being alive. So just because you're sitting at a desk, just because you can't be up and active, just because maybe you didn't miss a day of working out, it doesn't mean that you're not allowed to eat. And that severe undereating can cause, like we said, the negative body responses, but it can also cause cravings, it can cause emotional stress, it can cause a lot of frustrations that don't need to be. So that's why step one is to establish caloric consistency. We teach you how to do that. And then one of the main benefits of it is, if you want to make changes to your body, you have to know what habits to change. If we don't have consistency in our calories, we don't have consistency in our food intake, we then don't know in what direction to change anything because we don't know where anything is. You have to establish and create a known to change from. Also, in the process of creating caloric consistency, we can start to identify repetitive issues, repetitive obstacles, things that are getting in the way of you moving forward. We can do this in step one. This helps us stop kind of a backward slide if we're going backwards. It helps us establish a better sense of balance if we don't feel like we have control. And it helps us create forward momentum. Whether we're kind of stuck in the mud and not moving anywhere right now, it can help us get going, get started. If we currently feel like we're just kind of lost in space, it can help us for that as well. But that's the idea. If we establish caloric consistency, it's the easiest place to start to develop adherence, accountability, consistency in our behaviors and our habits. This allows us to have positive body composition changes. So already by just regulating calories to make them more consistent, we'll have less water retention fluctuations, so we look a little bit leaner. We have a more steady stream of energy, consistent every day, therefore our daily energy will be more consistent. That also helps our digestive system feel more consistent. And by having our body feel better, by having a better sense of control, we can improve our mental and emotional health as well. So that's step one, establish caloric consistency. That alone will make such a significant impact in your life. It can't be overstated. So that's step one. Step two, we dive a little deeper into nutrition and we start to understand macronutrients. Macronutrients are what our food is made of. There are four main macronutrients. Three of them we talk about all the time in the diet world is fats, carbs, and proteins. The fourth is water. We typically don't talk about water because it doesn't have calories, so people don't kind of pay attention to that one as much. But we are going to pay attention to it in this program, but we're going to pay attention to it in a later step. In step two, we're going to learn the what, why, and when of macronutrients. Why should we have fats, carbs, and proteins in our diets? When should we have them? And to what amount? Knowing the why helps with adherence and expectations. We can expect the right things to happen, and then when they happen, we'll be positive, more mentally positive that we're on track. If you start with the wrong expectations, you can be frustrated in the process. There's nothing wrong with the process. You just maybe expected something different. When we have the wrong expectations, we often then make changes whenever nothing needed to be made changed. We were doing fine. We were doing well. It just wasn't happening based on what we thought was supposed to happen. So we want to clear that up. We want to establish correct expectations. Also, by knowing why, what we're supposed to eat, it helps us adhere to it. We don't feel so lost. We feel more purposeful in our food selections. We can also further develop our skill set for adherence, accountability, and consistency. It also helps us further develop the identification of deeper issues, things that are getting in the way of us living a healthier life, living a happier life, and living that life in a body we love. Maybe it's emotional issues related to food. Maybe it's kind of an inconsistency or an inappropriate balance of priorities. We don't take care of ourselves. We don't think of ourselves as important as other things. And these can have kind of spark discussion in what those issues are. We can further create positive composition, body composition effects. Feel high energy but stay feeling lean, and we can further improve our mental and emotional effects with food. We can curb cravings, we can kind of get a better control over emotional eating. This leads into step three, which is to front load our daily caloric intake. The number one reason why you don't look the way you want to look, why you don't feel the way you want to feel, why you're not getting the results you want from your current efforts, the number one reason by most people is that they don't eat enough during the day and they overeat at night. One of the main reasons why is because we do not prioritize ourselves. We don't consider our health as important as work. We don't consider ourselves as important as our loved ones, friends, and family. We put everything and everyone ahead of ourselves. Therefore, we don't feel well. We don't look well, and we are unhappy. If you find yourself in that situation, it's likely because our priorities are in the incorrect order. We need to learn to value ourselves. We need to learn to stop to take 5 minutes to eat, Take 5 minutes to get in some drink of water. Get hydrated. We want to work on our priorities to make sure that we are one of them and we're near the top. Also, by front-loading your daily caloric intake, you have way more energy during the day. You can get rid of those sleepy lulls that you either have to suffer through or feel like you have to take excessive amount of caffeine supplements or drinks to overcome. We also can improve daily mood. The more fed you are at the beginning of the day, the less overall cortisol you'll develop throughout the day, which is kind of like an anxiety and depression related compound. And it also improves our sleep quality. By eating earlier in the day, you can actually get better sleep. And that improves our overall health, not only physical health, but emotional, mental, relational, and spiritual health. And one of the bigger kind of benefits of it is it curbs cravings. So too often when people don't eat enough during the day because they think they're dieting, when really they're just not prioritizing themselves and they have other things they feel are too busy to eat. In that case, we tend to overeat at night. We tend to feel super hungry. No matter how disciplined we think we are, we break. We go off our diet, and that starts kind of like self-punishment, negative mindset cycles, where we try to overcorrect and actually start causing further problems. So these are just the first three steps of what we want to go through in this nutrition education workbook, in this new approach that we want to use. It's new from our current habits that aren't leading us to a happy self. So we want a new approach. We want to, step one, establish caloric consistency. Step two, understand macronutrients. Step three, front load daily caloric intake. The rest of the steps, step four is be properly hydrated. That improves digestion, it improves daily energy, it improves so many aspects of our health, not only our physical health, but emotional and mental. Step five is to establish the first four steps as a new norm. We identify what is getting in the way of making the first four steps consistent, and we work towards correcting those. Step six is how to adjust your nutrition over time. So as you lose body fat, how do you adjust nutrition to continue to do so? As you gain more muscle, how do you adjust your nutrition to continue to do so? As you get stronger, how do you adjust your nutrition to continue to do so? So it's nutrition adjustments over time. Step seven is to add physical movement for better results. We don't even care how it is. We just want you to get moving, and we talk about why that helps and different ways in which you can do that. Then, in step eight, we talk about how to adjust activity over time to get more for your efforts. Step nine is to combine all first eight steps into everyday life. We create a new lifestyle based on these steps, and that helps us achieve step 10, which is living your best life as the new you. Just like people make financial makeovers, they can do spiritual makeovers. We can renew relationships. We can renew. We can make over. We can reprogram our nutrition. And we can have a better control over what we're getting from our daily efforts. You can have a life you love. You can have a body you love. What it requires is proper nutritional habits that can be maintained for life. The best way to do that is to make habits that fit your life. And the only way to do that is to know how to create your own rules. Don't follow a diet written by someone else. That's their rules. Don't put their rules on your life. Learn how nutrition works, and you can write your own rules. You can take control. You can live the life you want in the body you love. So, I wanted to do the podcast to kind of cover over that, kind of a general kind of overview to give you an idea of what this program entails, and also to offer that we are kind of working on developing this, and we'd like to have people join in on the development process. If you're interested, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com, or you can go to our website, which is www.brutalirongym.com. And you can participate in this. We're helping to kind of create the rules, seeing what resources people need. We would like this to be an actual kind of workbook eventually, to where you'll get a hard copy of kind of the written description of the benefit of the steps. You can have charts and things to track. We can have kind of nutrition guidelines, dieting kind of accountability charts. We can even include recipes and food selections and things like that over time. So we're working through this, and if you would like to participate in that process, just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. We've also been talking about lately about an offer to do free consultations. So you would call in. You just have to share your first name. You don't have to share any other details if you don't want to, so it can be kind of anonymous. You tell us what you're struggling with in regards to nutrition or training or a healthy lifestyle in any way, what your struggles are. We discuss it over a Zoom call or phone call. We record that discussion. That discussion then becomes a podcast that other people can learn from. We'll tell you how to address all of your needs. We'll then give you the resources to do so. So it's free for you, huge help towards your needs. So email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com if you want to participate. And we're then hoping that as other people listen in, they can see what the corrections are, they can hear what the resources are, and then those podcasts can be a big benefit to their life as well. So we're trying our best to reach out to you to give you all of the resources available to live a healthier, happier life, whatever your goals may be. So please, please, please take advantage of these. We hope that we're going in the right direction as to what people need in the health and kind of happiness world. So please let us know if you have any feedback, questions, or suggestions. We'd always love to hear from you. We say all the time that the podcast is for you, and it truly is. So if there's anything you want to learn about, anything you want to give feedback to or suggestions to, we're always here and we're always happy to hear from you. You can let us know at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. Also, if you do like the podcast, if you think the podcast is beneficial, if it's helpful, please share it. The more people we share it with, the more people we can help live healthier, happier lives. You can share it in email, conversation, social media, text message, however. Just share it, get out the good news so they can come and listen to the good news. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. Great. Okay. Hopefully, we'll hear from you, and I hope that in some way we are giving resources to you so that you can live your best life. Please reach out if there's anything you ever need. We're here and we're happy to help. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.